Like there is a direct correlation between a high body count and a woman cheating. There just is. And according to Dr. David Buss, in that book, well, not that book, the book's called Evolution of Desire, the number one correlation for a man or a woman cheating is how many previous sexual partners they had.
For a man.
Yeah, hey, Big Mike. He's with Lana Rhodes, right?
Big porn star. Yeah. Well, he was. Now he's been through all of them.
Yeah, but he's with Lana Rhodes. Now, in my situation, I thought it was fine because he knew that that girl was. Sorry.
Well, like, she was retired though.
Yeah, but she was retired. But like, in his mind, it's like she did this and she's not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
And he maybe, you know, fantasized about her and now that's his girl.
Yeah.
And he was totally fine with that whole situation.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm fine with that. A lot of guys ridiculed him for that. It's like, hey, you know, your girl's been with all these dudes. You and Lana has said on previous podcasts, she wishes she could take all that down.
Yeah.
Right.
She's actually the most hated person in the community.
Yeah.
Everyone hates Lana because she's the only one that it talks it. And she's like, I never wanted to do any of that. It's a terrible industry. Her and Mia Khalifa.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Hey, what are the names that they're using on their podcast? Are they using their real names? What are they using? Does anyone know?
Thank you, Michael Sartain.
George, what names are Mia Khalifa and Lana Rhodes using on their podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Is it Mia Khalifa and Lana Rhodes?
And why do we know who they are to listen
to? Why do they
them?
Know who they are in the first place? Is it because they did porn? Bro, I'm just
so,
I try
it,
so hard to give Mia Khalifa the full benefit of the doubt and say, okay, you were. In her mind, she feels like she was trafficked back in 2013 when she did this.
Yeah.
I got deep into this because Sterling Cooper on?
No.
You should definitely have Sterling Cooper on. Okay. He got out of, he became a male performance coach.
Okay.
He's British. He made some like kind of off the wall, like sort of red pill comments and got kicked out of the industry because of it.
Okay.
The thing with Mia Khalifa was that she would say these things and then act as if she did not. I'm not against someone who wants to do pornography. But the problem is afterwards, when you don't want to take responsibility for it, then that's problematic because it sends the wrong message, I think, to other people. Because like, think
and
about
to the girls doing it.
Hold on, think about if Lana and Mia said, I should not be held accountable for what I did and then got away with it.
Yeah.
What would that do then?
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's like, who are you marrying?
Yeah.
Like every girl's like, well, Mia Khalifa can do it. We should have an understanding. I take ass loads of steroids. My pancreas and kidneys are going to suffer for it.
Right.
There's a penalty for it. If I do because I want to skip a couple of levels in the modeling industry, if I'm a woman, then there's things that are going to happen. Like Nicolette is probably not going to be mayor of Las Vegas someday. Maybe. Tucci might, but not Nicolette. I don't know, right? There's give and take that needs to happen. And my whole thing is like, they want to act as if not only is what they should do, what they did, not of their own volition. What they did was illegal, right? They're trying to make it saying, well, should be illegal. Yeah. I've heard this, which is madness to me.
One of them said that.
Yeah. Madness to me. And then further on, like, I wish this stuff was like not there. And then they act as if like, kind of don't believe they didn't enjoy it either. Like, I'm just like, I'm having a real hard time believing that part too.
The industry is very professional.
Yeah.
Very.
Look, I'm not saying there probably wasn't some point where they got seedily talked into something and someone gave them a and maybe something. I'm not saying that couldn't have happened.
Right.
But my point is then change your name.
Yeah, exactly. Get the out.
But not then continue to do OnlyFans work, pose nude.
As Mia Khalifa.
Like, right. I'm having a serious problem because I want to take her. I work with domestic abuse charities and human trafficking charities, and I want to take her seriously.
Right.
And I can't. And I'm like trying to give her the benefit of the doubt, and I can't do it. One of the things she said that I loved was that, do you know there's a Nobel Prize winner who's Lebanese, and she liked a bunch of Mia Khalifa's comments on Twitter. And I was like, there you go. That's awesome. You know what that's saying?
She got heat for that?
The Nobel Prize winner got it. Okay. And I was like, yes, that's awesome. Do you see how they've come to your side and accepted you? So why don't you accept you?
Right.
Instead of what you're doing,
right,
which is acting like it didn't happen. You see what I'm saying? That's my only issue.
So Jessa Rhodes, she was top five.
Okay,
at one point.
Jessa was coming on the show, and then I get a call from Callie Carter, two girls and one squirrel, or was two socks, two squirrels in a sock. That's the name of their podcast.
Right, right.
They were doing it here. They were doing it in this, not in this studio, at a different studio. And then all of a sudden, I hear she shaved her head and she's f-ing off somewhere.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
Yeah,
she was right. She's right about to come on her show, and I just like don't know what happened.
Jessa?
Yeah, Jessa.
Yeah, so that's a girl that said this. Changed her name, stopped doing Instagram, and she has a new life. She has a farm, she has animals. That's someone who said and left.
Yes.
But someone who's like, let's do a podcast tour as Lana Rhodes and talk you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Jessa did it how you should do it.
Just leave.
Yeah.
Dude, you know who else? Oh, no, I don't even want
Michael Jordan doesn't hate on basketball.
Yeah, of course. He doesn't. Exactly. Yeah, no, I know one girl. She's, I won't say her name is because I don't want to call her out, but she has a new identity now and she's a fitness model and no one calls her out for being August Taylor.
Who's
ever.
Is she? Sir?
Yeah, August Taylor's a porn star, like back in the day.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
But I just know her because she comes to some of my events.
But now, yeah,
but she doesn't go.
She
like,
did the switch.
But like she's lost so much weight. But I, there's a tattoo on her arm. I'm like, that is August Taylor. I know for a fact that's August Taylor. And then, and then you go look at her IG and so she goes by her real name now. She's a fitness model, huge influencer, whatever. And there's no mention of her being that person before.
Right.
It's really interesting.
Yeah, that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. But she's not fucking porn either.
That might be me one day. I might have to change my name.
You go. That's hilarious. But going back to what you said before, Dylan, did you see he reposted my clip of him?
Did he?
Yeah, Dylan Dallas posted one of the things for me. It was really funny. He didn't tag me in it or anything. It was really funny. The thing is, I just feel like it's a teaching moment. What matters in the end is, like, we as men, do we do the research to kind of understand what it is that we're getting into?
Yeah.
We all, I think men should have a period in their life where it's like, she's hot, so I want to have sex with her because she's hot. And that's okay to do that for a while. But when you want to build a business or have a family, we need to pick a different type of woman. And if you want to take a chance, and you are taking—
No one needs to hear this more than me right now.
Yeah. So when you go with a low probabilistic move, which is a woman who's been with a lot of partners, it's just one of these things. I'm going to get even more scientific. When men have sex, on average, we have a large dopamine release when we have sexual intercourse with women. That's why when we have, like, we want to have sexual variety, because one or two or three
pussy
women—
Pussy smells pussy is a real thing.
Yes. So we want that. So we have a dopamine hit. Yeah. The oxytocin hit we have is real, but it's not that big. For women, it's a dopamine hit, but it's this massive oxytocin hit that causes whenever she has a new partner. And that's why women tend to be able to cling to men that they have sex with the first time. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
That power get lessens every single time.
My girl last night, she met my parents today already.
Yeah. Yeah. So every time she has, every time she has a new partner, the oxytocin release becomes less and less, and her ability to pair bond becomes less and less. And also, when she gets into the marriage, there's these points where she can actually see options to get out. Well, there's nothing wrong with her saying, like, we're living in a free country. If you want to get divorced, I understand.
Yeah.
But my point is, there is a direct correlation between a high body count and a woman cheating. There just is. And according to Dr. David Buss, in that book, well, not that book, the book's called Evolution of Desire, the number one correlation for a man or a woman cheating is how many previous sexual partners they had.
For a man too.
Well, so the difference for a man is this. Men do not file for divorce more when they've had more sexual partners, because men don't file for divorce. Women file for divorce.
They crave more.
80% of the time, women file for divorce.
Okay.
The difference is for a man is that a man will have more sexual partners, who has more sexual partners is more likely to cheat, but it's not because he had more sexual partners. It's because he can have more sexual partners. Just follow me for this. The guy who gets married, who is the assistant manager at Walmart in Des Moines, doesn't have options to cheat before he gets married, so he doesn't have options to cheat after he gets married,
right.
So he doesn't cheat.
Right.
So it seems like there's a correlation between his low body count and him not cheating, but that's not it. It's a correlation between no options and no options.
It's low opportunity.
Yes, low opportunity.
Yeah.
But if you take a guy who's a billionaire who's 300 girls, and then he moves in with his wife in Bel Air, and they go to the Playboy Mansion every week with Hef, that guy is more likely to cheat.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's, so for women, it is a function of just like there's a hormonal difference. For men, it's a function of opportunity. Most men can't cheat. Only about 20% of men cheat in a marriage. People are like shocked when I say that.
But number. Women do.
Women know it's about 13%. Women don't cheat as much that
is it,
often.
Is it that low?
For women in a marriage.
I read that 58% of marriages have.
Okay.
Have
so this is, I've read this too. So the issue with this is that, like,
or is it relationships?
Yeah, the relationship. So 56% of marriages end.
Because of cheating.
No, but they end, period. And so a lot of times what will happen is people will get divorced instead of cheat. That happens a lot.
Right.
Or people will just stop having sex and still fantasize about other people. The actual act of putting a penis into someone else, it's not as often as you think. Men still do it more than women, but women do it more when they've had previous sexual partners. That's it. So that's the thing that you can ask yourself is, like, do you want to do this? Bro, like, again, I've had great times with girls that have been with lots of dudes, and I understand that. I get it. But, like, I just didn't want to marry them.
Right.
That's it. That's just the decision that I made. I don't judge them. I just don't want to marry them.
Yeah.
People get so offended by this. But, like, the IFS does a survey, and so does Dr. Buss, and, like, they're very clear. And the point is, like, even if you don't believe in the surveys, and they're scientific surveys with thousands of people, then find a survey that says something else. What you should do is find a survey that the girl with the 50 body count who has a zero correlation to divorce.
Well, I wonder
and
if
you
who's
won't
mad about
find it.
I wonder if it's the low body count girls that are mad about what you're saying.
The low body count, why? No, they should be happy.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying
it's funny.
Fantastic.
Yeah, low body count girls are never complaining about
this.
They're
never like, what are you talking about, Mike?
Yes. Yes.
It's the ones with 1,000 bodies being like, no. That's not true. I'm a great wife.
Yeah, it's just so crazy, man. Yeah. And they might be a great wife for a small amount of time, but the problem is when there's struggles, they're just so quick to, like, let the struggles go, right?
Yes. Yeah. So once a girl's sneaking around cheating, you say it's over?
Yeah, so the problem is this, right? So let's just take the anger out of it.
Yeah.
The problem is this, right? When she, if she cheats and you take her back, there's a part of her that's like, he took me back.
Right.
What's wrong with him?
Right.
Okay, there's that issue. And then there's the other issues. Like, there's another big issue here. If the girl, if there's any sort of, like, cluster B personality disorder or bipolar or whatever, what happens is the girl cheated and you took her back. Then she knows that she's still kind of on thin ice. And then when things get rough in her mind, she's like, I need to monkey branch quick because he's going to leave me because I cheated on him.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So now we've double the problem. One, she's losing respect for the fact that he took her back. And then two, she's afraid she's going to get, the ship's going to sink. So she's already looking for the life preserver. Does that make sense?
Oh, so she's already fishing.
Yeah. So like before you get the chance to break up with her, she already sees the signs. In her mind, this is what's happening. And so she goes off and mother dude quick so that she doesn't get hurt. Does that make sense?
Right.
So that's the problem when you take back a woman who's cheating. Take back a guy who's cheating. You know what it's like? It's like taking back a guy who isn't cheating. It's the same thing. They don't act any different. They don't. I'm sorry. Like, I hate to say this, but it's the truth.
That was the best one.
Bro, it's the truth. Like, I'm not, again, men should not cheat because you're lying. But this idea that women think that men cheat because they don't respect the women, it's not true.
No, hot girl.
Hot girl, hot girl, sex, put deep. There's like nothing. You guys think, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about her? Like, no, I'm thinking about a burger, bro. Like, I really don't give
Yeah.
It's not like you don't understand.
Right.
There's all these tricks you guys play in your head or whatever. It's like, I have to be in the right state of mind so I can have an orgasm. We don't.
Yeah.
We really don't.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't. Like, Diplo, like, gotta let a dude blow him. Like, you don't need to be in the right state of mind. Like, if you just don't understand. If you understand, yeah. Diplo let a dude blow him, you should understand how little emotional relevancy sex is to men. And then stop being jealous.
Yeah.
Or be jealous. It's up to you. But do not equate that to a woman cheating. Right. If a woman cheats, you have taken a vase and you've smashed it on the ground. And now you're taking the pieces of the vase and gluing it back together. And the problem is you can never get it back together.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Once the trust is gone.
Yeah. Now, if you have an understanding, then it's fine. And if she explains, this is what I do on the side. Have I met girls before that it was like, I was very clear to me that they had wealthy sugar daddies who were paying for their whole life and they were seeing me on the side? Absolutely.
Cool.
And they'd ask me for advice. They'd probably done this to you, but they asked for advice. What does this guy mean when he's saying this?
Right, cool.
Me and her are in bed and she's asking about her sugar daddy, which is, of course, it's fine.
We just like that because you're communicating.
Just tell the truth.
Exactly.
That's all it is. And LA is not
tell the truth.
That. That's it. Just tell the truth. And LA's not like that. You know, that's the thing that makes it so
thing.
Hard.
Exactly. I could easily date a porn star. I know you're giving Mike shit, but I could.
Yeah.
Because I've seen the porn sets. I understand it's
No. Because I haven't heard this. I would give Mike shit if Mike was acting like she had legitimately changed. I don't think she has.
Okay.
That's my difference.